Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show. 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. Thank you for being with us. As we unpack another Rick and Bubba Show. Speedy, Helmsy, Adler all here. Kickoff hour is behind us. Greg out, back tomorrow. And we'll unpack the stories of the day. But in order to do that, we got to get the whole team on the field. So let's bring him in here, the pride of Cedar Springs, Alabama. Most of you probably know him best as Silver Tongue One, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kane's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Russell!
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to Rick and Bubba.
Everybody learns the hard way.
Hi, this is John Waite, and you're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show.
There it is.
Big John.
Big John.
Everybody learns the hard way.
Sometimes we just won't learn it anymore.
Oh, I know. No? Yeah, I'm usually that way.
We just got to go down that hard. I don't know why. And the Lord looks and goes, there's another way we can go. Yeah. Why you got to be like this?
Why? Huh? Why?
Gonna learn that lesson again today in the Wednesday Bible study. Yeah. Wow, Abraham. Come on, let's get together. All right, so want to do that again? Well, that's twice. All right, so anyway, we'll unpack that Wednesday Bible study back today live at noon. Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern on the YouTube channel Archive soon after. We are walking through the book of Genesis, and we've been at it about, if we're in chapter 20, and some of them we divide that, we're probably 22, 23 weeks in Genesis. So I want to talk about something I discovered yesterday, man, and I think you need to be made aware of it. Uh-oh. You know, we're learning our new place. We're learning our new place. There's a lot to learn. We've been here. This is month 5. At the new spot, the No Name Studio, saw a couple things. Some I'll tell you on the air, some off. But the Tuesdays for me sometimes is my long day. Greg's got a long day. Bubba, every now and then we'll have these long days. Tuesdays is usually my long day. I set aside Tuesday, barring something beyond my control of things got to get done, got to get ready for Wednesday and all that. So I'm usually here later on Tuesdays. Well. So I guess they didn't know I was here. Thought all the Rick and Bubba people had left. Did you know that here at this building that they have a Taco Tuesday and tacos are brought in that kitchen in there?
What?
By the mobs. All kinds.
That would explain chicken,
that, steak. That explains that the mess
explains
on the table.
The mess.
What kitchen?
The one in there, the big one.
No, yeah.
Really?
The one we share.
What
really?
Times this happened, Rick? Mm-hmm.
Do you know about Taco Tuesday?
I didn't. I wish I'd have known yesterday.
I walk in there.
Because I was here a little later than normal yesterday.
I walk in there like a parent busting a teenage boy. Okay?
Did you just walk in and see it? Or did you hear about it?
No. I walked in and busted him.
Going back for more coffee. Huh?
I went in there, and needed it. I walked in there, and there are tacos everywhere. And I kept noticing people coming up down the hall, people I'd never even met before. Hey, it brought people out I'd never even met before.
Really?
And they're all, and they got plates full of tacos. And I said, what in the world? And then all of a sudden I get the word, well, this is Taco Tuesday. I said, what's going on? And boy, Scruggs, he was real embarrassed. He just looked at me like, he's got him a plate.
And we've given him a ton of breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be a shame.
You kidding me?
Good.
And so apparently, and
was
now.
Was there a popping noise in there?
Yeah. I took, by the way, that's the off air. I took a bite of one taco and a popping sound was in my ear. But no, and they looked at me like, you want some? I said, well, I just got back from lunch. I mean, my goodness.
So there was enough people to eat tacos here?
You wouldn't believe there's people that here I've never even seen before. Now, Taco Tuesday will bring them out.
Really?
See, because those of you who don't know the building, certainly there's other businesses, but here, even where we are, where the No Name Studio is located, next to us are how many more radio stations?
Five or six. Summit has, a bunch of them, Rick. Three. I don't know.
Yeah, so some of them actually still have
five or six at least.
Yes, total.
For modern day radio, some of these actually have some people still working there, and they're not as many as when we all were in radio in the past. Had a meeting with a kid yesterday that was trying to ask me how to get into radio, and I didn't know what to tell him. But anyway,
he emailed me. He's my intern.
Yeah. Okay. He's wanting to intern with us.
Email. But he's efficient. If he just met with you, email me.
He is. He seems to be a go-getter. Yep. But the problem is it's hard to help these young people because the way we got in, they can't get in that way.
Right. I know. That's tough.
So I was kind of like, wow. It was. I've never felt so helpless at trying to help somebody.
Right.
But anyway, so all these people, I guess, that still work at these different stations, that because of the time we're here, we never meet. I'd never seen some of them. But Taco Tuesday will bring them out.
So afternoon drive is a little bit more popular.
So what time did they get here, Rick?
That's the part that I think, because I said, well, man, you know, today is my long day. And then I got at one minute I got stupid. And I thought, well, I need to let everybody know when they're long days. And they looked at me and said, no, it's Taco Tuesday. Oh, that's right. So this only happens one day. So if you're not here late on Tuesday, you ain't going
to
get it.
Maybe I can move my Bible study from Thursday to Tuesday.
Right. But is it a late lunch kind of thing here on Taco Tuesday?
No, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's
lunchtime. Do you think there's any left over in there, like in the fridge?
Probably.
I can tell you this. There was quite a few tacos. There's a lot of crumbs in
this
there.
This explains, and I've been really mad at what I thought was one person. Evidently, it's been going on Wednesday mornings, and I didn't realize this because of Taco Tuesday.
They said it's relatively new. That's when they all panicked. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they all tried to scream to me, Rick, we haven't been keeping this from y'all. You know, and I said, y'all afraid of our team finding out about this, aren't you?
Well, the last few Wednesday mornings.
Because,
you
know, we'll hit this and we'll hit it hard.
Rick, the last few Wednesday mornings, I have gone into the kitchen to get coffee, and I've seen chips crumbled up, laying on tables, sauces out, whatever.
That's Taco
Tuesday.
And
I have just
Rick, he was
off.
He was mad at the overnight
nuts,
guy.
Nuts, mad. Mm-hmm. Hey, what am I, at home with a bunch of teenagers?
I know.
Clean your crap up. Right. My goodness.
It's almost like being back in the old studio.
Yeah.
How about this? Hey, look, how about this? Let me just throw this at you again. Taco Tuesday happens here on Tuesday, and we didn't know about it.
That bothers me.
Well,
that's over, though. It's
we
over now.
Now.
Yeah, we know about it now.
We're about to have Chicken Wednesday.
So if you're here, guys, I just want to give you all a heads up. If you're ever having a long day on Tuesday, know that Taco Tuesday is happening in that kitchen.
All right.
Now Scruggs ain't going to tell you about it, but so you need to know about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think they like –
But, Bob, if you'd have seen their faces when I ran the corner, you know what that face said? Oh, we thought y'all were all gone.
Right. What are you doing back? I thought you left.
Guys, we have taken unlimited BuzzBox coffee to them.
I didn't want to talk about that.
There has
they won't
been,
get mean about it.
There has been engineers that have benefited from the breakfast rotation here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've taken drinks in there, our Coke products.
Sure.
And said, hey, y'all be happy with this. Take it off.
I'll offer wings to Scruggs today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll share our wings.
We've been very generous, and they've just been hiding this from us.
Yeah.
They kept screaming, it just started. Okay.
Wasn't that an email that included us on?
Oh, yeah, but how
or
about
text.
This? Now I did get this. Okay.
I want to know not only when it started, who knew it,
and when did they know it?
Right. Now I was told later that we don't have a Summit email address, which is why we didn't get an email about it.
What the?
Because we have
that
our
makes
own
zero. Sense.
Well, I'm just telling you that's one of the things I heard.
They can't type up rick@rickandbubba.com because everybody else in the world can.
They were hiding Taco Tuesday from us, and they got busted.
Man, I don't know how to get in touch with Rick and Bubba and the gang. Maybe go to the contact page at rickandbubba.com.
Or walk.
Or take five steps.
Right. Or just come through the door. Stick your head in.
Yeah, quit tiptoeing around.
Come on. You got busted about Taco Tuesday.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Greg out today. He'll be back tomorrow as the Rick and Bubba team moves forward. Well, we've been talking about it for, gosh, we'll ask Tim how long we've been doing this. With Buffalo Wild Wings, time for an update on the Rick and Bubba Buffalo Wild Wings charity charge. Here we go. All right, so Tim Spencer joins us from Buffalo Wild Wings. Timmy, welcome back.
Tim.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I thought Bubba was going to take you in his arms and jump up and down with you.
Yeah. Tim, I am really glad to see you today. I mean, really glad.
Well, I shouldn't have brought up the Taco Tuesday thing. That worked you into
eating
frenzy. Yeah,
you did, man. I mean, right out of the gate,
too. I'm so sorry.
And I didn't get to eat much last night. I had to, you know, swallow some mashed potatoes, and that's not the same.
All right. Well, you totally understand it. You could see how that was still on my mind from yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
First thing I thought of when I woke up.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good, is it?
Well, that's one of the first things I think of.
You know, I was lonely in there setting it up, too. Yeah. There was no Greg.
Well, you know, I'm one of the few people, Rick, during shower time in the morning, I start thinking about where am I going to eat lunch.
I know.
Hey, where am I going to eat today?
When we moved the show to Birmingham, Bubba referred to it as the city of 1,000 lunches.
Oh, it is. You could eat a different lunch every day.
Yeah.
Never double up for 1,000 days.
Yeah, so you know what? We might have been left out on Taco Tuesday, but we're not left out on Buffalo Wild Wings Wednesday.
There
I'll
you
tell
go.
You that. So we've got that, and we'll share with the rest of the building.
You do what you want.
I know. It's our call, but
– We're not going to be out gay.
No.
Giver.
G-A-V-E. Outgiven.
Outgiven.
Yeah. Outgiven. Yeah.
I'm not going to be outgiven, well, outgave, and I want to be the biggest giver.
Well, what I thought
about that?
What I thought you said is we probably will be outdone on that one. But anyway, so we've got a charity charge. This is for Make-A-Wish Alabama. We have the president and CEO, Tracy Bennett-Smith, is joining us. Tracy, welcome to Rick and Bubba.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see
y'all. Well, we know Tracy, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
We've
Calhoun
worked with Tracy
County.
Before.
Yeah. Oh, Calhoun, yeah. Calhoun County. Let's
Calhoun
go.
County.
Get your C's up.
She's
go.
A Weaver Calhoun Bearcat. County.
I'm a Weaver
Bearcat.
Right.
Near Atlanta, near Birmingham, near perfect. So anyway, and a brand new location of Buffalo Wild Wings in Oxford, Alabama, there in Calhoun County.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Tracy, let everybody know you guys just had a very, very special anniversary. So talk about that for a minute.
Yes. So every April we celebrate World Wish Day. That's the day that the very first wish was inspired 43 years ago. So, yeah, we celebrate that every April. And it was the first wish was out of Phoenix, Arizona. Chris wished to be a sheriff for a day, and it was just incredible. And that inspired the birth of Make-A-Wish. And now Make-A-Wish is a global organization. And a lot of people don't realize all the Make-A-Wish chapters are local. So we are our own local nonprofit here in Alabama. And Make-A-Wish Alabama has only been in Alabama for 10 years. So a lot of people think we're this big national nonprofit that isn't in Alabama, but we're here. We have 15 staff. All of the money raised is here to serve the Alabama children. All of our board members are in Alabama, all of our staff in Alabama. So cool. We really want to get out there and spread the word that we're here.
All right. So the Alabama chapter really is young compared
we're young.
To.
Yeah, so. We're a baby chapter.
And so this helps. So, Tim, why don't you let Tracy what we have, let her know what we have today?
I think $4,000.
Come
help.
On.
What?
With that. $4,000 right there.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing,
yeah, that's
Tim.
So Tracy, talk about it. Those that went out and they ate at the participating locations, mm-hmm. and they brought this money in for you. When $4,000 goes to Make-A-Wish Alabama, I guess that it's pretty obvious it helps make wishes come true, right?
Right. Yeah. Our mission is real simple. We provide hope and joy to children with critical illnesses, and so it goes to fund wishes. Our mission isn't really complicated, but what we do is we provide an experience for not just the child, but the whole Wish family.
Sure.
And we don't want them to worry about anything, because whatever they're dealing with their diagnosis or their critical illness is 24/7. The parents don't get a break, the siblings don't get a break, and definitely the child doesn't get a break. And so if it's a travel wish, we cover everything from luggage to souvenir money to everything. If it's an experience like a puppy, we cover all the cost of that and all the vet fees and all of those things. So these funds will go to help grant the wishes that we are planning on granting this year, which will be about 110 wishes. But we have about 280 kids waiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And those are children, they're critical illnesses. Now, if there's a rush wish, and that means, you know, the doctor has
not a lot of time.
Right. Then those, we do whatever we can to get those granted. But a lot of times people don't realize it's a critical illness, but 80% of our children go on to beat their disease or beat their cancer or go into remission,
oh,
and they
good.
Live healthy lives. And we absolutely believe that the wish brings that hope and joy to them so they can approach their medical treatment in a positive way. We feel like it has a positive effect on
them. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, well,
absolutely.
How many times have we seen the research produce it? If someone who's critically ill, they're looking for a reason to live.
That's exactly right.
You know, and when that, if they can pinpoint that, it makes a huge difference in their overall health.
It does, and we've always said that. We've always said wishes aren't just a nice thing; they're absolutely necessary in the medical treatment journey. But I will say this: I don't want to get boring with Dawdle, but we just did a survey over 3,000 wish families, wish kids, and pediatricians, and it was just released in April. And 95% of pediatricians said absolutely that the wish impacted the care of that child, how they responded to it. 97% of family parents said that it positively affected their emotional health. They had a better attitude towards their treatment. They had less hospital stays. So what we've always known in our heart, we've got like data now to prove that it really does work.
So the investment of this $4,000, I hope all of you out there just heard that. I mean, that's an investment that really, really you ought to be celebrating today.
Absolutely.
And you ate delicious food.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a tough one to make, right?
No, not a tough one to make.
And I love giving that way, Tim.
Yeah, giver.
Yeah. So Tim, now have you at the Oxford location, is 075 up yet?
75 will be up now I've got a good picture to put up.
Yeah, he brought in the picture today, and so we'll
The true 75.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know there's some restaurants. Somebody sent me one over there that's got a 75 up, but you can look at the style of the jersey, and it's not the one.
It's not the 75.
It's not the one that draped these shoulders.
No, that's okay. Right. That's right. It has no marks on
it. I've given you a game worn one, and the picture that's with it, the jersey I have on, is the one in the.
Tell Oxford to hang on.
That's right. Here it comes. Let's go, Big O.
Go yellow jacket.
Look, here it comes. Wow, did Tracy just say go yellow jacket? Well,
don't tell those Bearcats. I just said.
Well, I was about to say.
But you know, we were never competition with Oxford. I don't even think we didn't play y'all. We were too small.
You didn't have 75.
Yeah, when I was playing, we're so old. Y'all actually did play us when I was playing. Yeah, that's how old we are.
Y'all stomped us, I'm sure.
Well, we did, but I mean, it's but
Coach Bussy wasn't happy about that.
Cousin Gene.
So another opportunity is coming up Monday. Here we go, the 23rd, at all the participating Buffalo Wild Wings. And Sherry and I, my wife Sherry, we are very, very familiar with this charity, and it's called Mercy Deliverance. And two of our friends founded this, and their goal is to break cycles of poverty. How? By providing educational opportunities, healthcare services, access to affordable, healthy food. As a matter of fact, our Sunday school class, we work with them and go and serve with them. Because, you know, you can say all the time to somebody, you need to get up and rise up out of your situation. But are you willing to go there and say, well, let me help you with the things you don't have access to? You're willing to access them if it was actually there, and to kind of give people their best shot to be independent and climb out of generational poverty. So they're committed to the physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Certainly, you can't help anybody, Bubba, if you're not going to talk about their spiritual situation. Until we get that right, the rest of it really doesn't matter. And they champion the cause for the marginalized and give a voice to the voiceless. And they do that through the love of God, because, as I've said 1,000 times, we've all said it, at the foot of the cross, we are all in equal need of the same redemption. And Christ did not go to the cross for some people. He went to the cross for all people. So they need to know that they do have value. If we don't value them, God does. And so that's something they need to know. And their true identity is in the one and only living God. So Mercy Deliverance Ministries, they will benefit as you go out and eat at the participating locations. That's in Alabaster, Birmingham on 280, Gardendale, Tuscaloosa, Hoover, downtown Birmingham on 4th Avenue South, Trustful, Pell City, Oxford, we just mentioned. And how about this? Guess what just opened on 280?
One more Chelsea,
Alabama. Bubba, that's down your way, Bubba.
That's right.
Yeah, so Chelsea, Alabama joins.
And we see the difference they're making, too.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
They're piling in there.
Wait till next month's presentation.
We've added another big one. So look for the new
just
one.
Just go eat.
Yeah, I saw the one in Chelsea this past weekend.
Rick,
just,
I feel like giving some more.
Bubba, you ready to give? Tim, thank you very much.
And this is awesome.
Yeah, and Tracy, thanks for all that you guys do at Make-A-Wish Alabama. And thanks to all of you that went out and participated. Go do it again Monday at all these locations that we just named for you. We'll be back. 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. Our website's Rick and Bubba. Spell out the word and.com. Go there for all the information about the Rick and Bubba Show. Shop the Rick and Bubba store. Got some new items there I think you'll enjoy. Look for where it says new items. Just click on that. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show, 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. Thank you for being with us today. Wednesday Bible study back. Be live at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern on our YouTube channel today. The Nadler gets that out to you pretty quick, within an hour after it. We do the live Bible study here in the room, and you can get that on all of our social media platforms and or go directly to our podcast archives and our YouTube archives. All right, so we mentioned this, and it was my fault. We were doing the Elon Musk update, and I tried to get in the launch and this story in one segment.
Yeah, too much.
It was too much. It was too crowded. But we actually have some audio and video on this story, and Project Veritas once again has uncovered. They're everywhere, Bubba. They're watching.
Boy, they are good at getting these secret recordings, aren't they?
Two Twitter employees, and they're going to have some very mean things to say, and I thought that's. Thought the left, they didn't want to be mean. They don't like that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, obviously. But this is a discussion that Veritas captured. What is it? They said it like it was a date. Adler set this up for it.
Yeah, there's two guys on separate dates. They think one guy thinks he's on a date with a female, and another guy thinks he's on a date with a dude.
Wow.
And one is the a Twitter senior engineer. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy is a Twitter lead client partner. Mm-hmm. And Project Veritas is going to go and get some drinks with both of these guys. And one guy talks a lot about how everybody at Twitter's a commie. And then he's a little easier to understand, that the guy that thinks he's on a date with a woman. He's a little bit easier to understand. The other guy, he kind of speaks in a weird way of speaking. But the end... He pulls up an email from Twitter that says, "Hey guys, watch out for the Veritas people."
No, you
that
gotta be
happens
kidding. No, it does
on
not.
The date in the video.
So
yes,
the first guy's going to admit that they're not for free speech, which is why Elon Musk is trying to buy them. And then the second one is somebody being making fun of Elon Musk being in the autism spectrum. Correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Asperger's. Okay. All right. Here's the first one.
Twitter does not believe in
free speech. What do you mean? Free speech.
Capitalists, if we weren't really operating in a capitalist mode, we were very socialist, like we're all like communist.
Ideologically, it does not make sense, like because we're actually censoring the right, not the left. So if everyone on the right wing would be like, bro, it's okay to say, just gotta tolerate it. The left would be like, no, I'm not gonna tolerate it. I need it censored, or else I'm not gonna be in the platform. So it does double right. It's true. There is a bias.
When, I don't know if the two parties can truly coexist on one platform.
What do your colleagues say about like?
They hate it. Oh my god, I'm at least like okay with it, but some of my colleagues are like super left.
What do they say?
They're like, this will be my last day if it happens. So.
Has much changed since like Elon's coming
in? A lot of change. A lot has changed. We're all like worried for our jobs.
Why are you guys so worried?
You know, jobs are at stake. He's a
like, I started working for Twitter and became left. I think it's just like the environment. Like you're there and you become like this. Calm.
You don't know. We did all we could to like revolt against it. A lot of employees revolted against it. But at the end of the day, board of directors have a say, and then they acted on their best interest because they didn't want to get sued. I basically went and worked like 4 hours a week last quarter. That's just how it works in our company.
Yeah. How would you describe communism besides Twitter?
Essentially, like everyone gets to do whatever they want. No one really cares about like OPEX, like capitalism. They care about numbers. They care about like how to make the business more efficient. But in Twitter, it's like mental health is everything. Like if you're not feeling it, you can take a few days off. People take months off, they'll come back, but you always like do your best at any time, and that's the culture. And you know, we'll run the business as much as possible. Capitalists would be like, you gotta generate profits or you're out. A lot of people look at survival.
So I don't know how well you could hear that, but if you were watching this on YouTube, they did a good job of showing the text. The bottom line is he's saying the people at Twitter operate from their worldview, which is left, 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 and he referred to it as communistic. Even the way they operate with employees, it's a communistic.
Yeah, I didn't know they recorded that at the Battle House.
Right, I know that's so funny. That's for you. But that's just an insider. But it's a dandy. But the bottom line is, he's saying yes. I mean, we are censoring the right. We do have bias, and that's very clear. And Elon Musk has come in, and that's changing, and people are worried about it.
Did you notice too? He said the people on the right will tolerate.
Oh yeah, you're
this.
Right.
The people on the left will not.
Right.
They don't. They will not tolerate openness.
Exactly.
They'll leave the platform. And where people on the right will disagree. They'll complain, but they'll stay with it. And so, some of this is coming out of that. And you know, I don't think that's always a good thing for our side, that we are very passive on stuff like this.
Well, the one thing he said, though, and I'm going to come
but
back at it.
But it's changing, I think.
And I'll come back, is what he is saying, though, which is something I actually like, having a worldview that's more to the right, is he did acknowledge that people on the right don't just claim they believe in free speech, they actually live it.
Right.
People on the left claim that they want freedom of expression and everyone gets to be who they want to be, but they honestly...
Yeah, unless you disagree with them.
Yeah, they're honestly not that way. Because what they're saying is, we want to have a Twitter that protects our views and gets them out to all these people, and then censors any opposing view of people who might be debating against us, or might let human beings make their own decision based on seeing both sides and how they actually operate. So when we come back, we'll have the other one, and this is the one that's making headlines today. You would think the communist one would too, but it is to some degree. But the one that's making headlines today is that we have employees at Twitter that are making fun of the fact that that Elon Musk, and he's commented on this, has Asperger's. And you would think the left would be thinking, look at this person in the autism spectrum and proving that people who may struggle with this have potential to do incredible things. But that's not how they feel, because he's not agreeing with them.
Right.
So if he doesn't go along with them, then suddenly he's to be made fun of. He's not to be celebrated. And you know, if you're a person that's out there and you're trying to eradicate meanness from the culture, first of all, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But this is pretty good. Adler?
Also, if you're like a nerdy engineer guy that works at Twitter and an attractive female asks you out on a date and starts asking you questions about Twitter, you should probably know something's up, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It could be trouble, or she could be a working girl.
This seems too...
Well, you know, one or the other.
Yeah. When you say this seems too good to be true... We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so Project Veritas, they have sent people in to pretend to be on dates with some of the geeky Twitter employees. One is on a date, and you gave a great heads up, Adler, and Bubba said he even saw this in an episode of what's it called? What's that show you're watching about the geeks?
It is The Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. They had an attractive woman.
People told me for years I should be watching that, and I was completely out of the loop. And now we're going back and what do you call it when you just watch? It's all you watch.
Binge watching.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Binge,
yeah.
Man.
It's
older Sheldon.
It's a similar word we have for when the breakfast shows up here.
Right.
Yeah. But like Adler said, you said you saw an episode where an attractive woman was hitting on them, and they all said something's wrong here.
Yeah, immediately.
Be careful.
There was a problem.
There's trouble.
Now, Rick, what I love is they have the mentality. They're going to let the lawyers, the doctors, and the jocks come through and clear out the herd.
That's
funny. Then they'll see what's left over. And if they see somebody sitting in the corner with a neck brace or a limp, that's who they look to immediately.
That's funny. But anyway, so now the next
one. To hear them describe it in words that I can't do is really good.
I must warn you, this is dude dating dude here, right? Is that correct? All right. So anyway, I guess this Veritas person said anything for the team. But anyway, so now you're going to hear the all-loving, all-caring, not just the left, but specifically from the LGBT community. Who's now going to be so angry with Elon Musk, he will begin to disparage the fact that he has Asperger's. So here it is from Project Veritas.
Well, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we've put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day and why I go out, is like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess like, it just kind of goes into the idea of like, well, what is correct?
If we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money.
There's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't like tell us that like, the real truth.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. Your special needs, you're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously. Targeting of tapes.
Wait.
You can read it.
Let me see. And how to protect yourself. Groups like Project Veritas are active right now. Is that?
It's like some group that's trying to just out the employees. Like they're trying to go on dates with them like this and record them and then go sell it to the New York Times and say this is what the Twitter employee just said. This is what's really happening. This is what they're telling us to not do.
You're lucky that you met me organically because I would be questioning everything about you.
Oh my God.
Thank goodness for that, organically.
Who's special needs now?
Oh, wow.
Who's going to need something special?
Wow. That's just too good.
Yep. I mean, you couldn't, Project Veritas.
You love the guy like he couldn't say it? The guy so like he couldn't say it to make it believable?
What is this Project Veritas?
Is that like Doritos?
Oh, gosh, that's good. What a bad. And but you heard him. I mean, you again. He's saying in his own words, you know, take the making fun of special needs. That's over here. That's awful, and that's over here. But again, both of them are saying what we've all said is happening. Mm-hmm. And you know, you got in trouble for saying. Yeah. And they're saying we need to decide what people say and hear because it needs to be correct, quote unquote. And we decide what is correct.
Yep, that's it. I mean, you heard him say it.
He said his own words.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard the other guy say, basically, there's a communistic point of view here. And if you are not down for socialism, communism, the way the world is, then we think that we should protect that view from everyone because the way we see the world is what everyone else should see.
Yeah, I mean, Rick, you can take even political ideologies out of it. It's mind control.
That's right.
The fascists did it. The Nazis did it. The communists do it. Our parties in America are trying to do it on some level.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, it's all about controlling the flow of information, and that is so critical.
Now, I want you to do you remember how everybody acted when they accused Trump? And I don't know whether he was or he wasn't. He said that he was wrongly accused of making fun of a reporter who had some challenges.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how everybody... Mean, evil, wicked, mean. He makes fun of people who have challenges. That's how mean and wicked Trump is. Well, we say the same thing about this guy. He just said that if somebody has Asperger's, he can't take them serious. They're literally special needs. You're special, so I can't take you seriously. Well, that's not very...
Not very caring and loving,
big-hearted, I'll tell you that.
Elon Musk, when it comes to you know, access to intelligence. I believe probably can run circles around Comrade here, but yeah. I'd like to see Comrade, you know, launch a rocket into space and bring it back and set it down. But anyway, and develop now keep in mind, Elon Musk is developing the very technology they say he even threw out there that they want to protect the planet.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's more important to protect the planet, whatever that means, than to let people have free speech.
Rick, the number, if you, by their own admission, the number one thing on the planet to save the planet is getting rid of the car, the combustible engine, and the combustion engine. Not combustible, that's if it's hit on the highway and blows up.
Yeah, that's what we saw yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, so they ought to be championing him. What is another key thing they always preach? Access to the internet. It's not a privilege, it's a right.
That's right.
He's the one who has hung thousands of satellites around the globe so that everybody, no matter where they live, even if your country's under attack from Russia, you can have access to the internet.
Yeah. I know.
Aren't they the people telling us that Earth's not going to make it? And the only way to survive that is to go to other planets. Bubba, isn't Elon doing that too?
It's as if Elon Musk has handed his resume to the left.
He's perfect for the left.
And they look down and they
except
say,
"Except he won't rubber stamp their BS."
And he's what's the big one? He's a capitalist.
Absolutely.
And they can't allow that. You know. So what they're saying is,
Rick, a lot of these so-called communists and leftists are some of the biggest capitalists you've ever seen. They like parts of it, but they're not in on the share of the money.
No.
They're not in on that part. They're in on let's talk a good game and get everybody fired up and control information and all that. But they're the ruling class, man. Don't kid yourself.
No doubt. And if you,
it's the only way China survived.
That's what I was just about to say. China, the only reason why communist China has not folded, like a paper cup,
like the Soviet Union did,
is because their government participates in capitalism.
Yep.
If they didn't have that,
they don't let the individual as much, but they participate.
Oh, the government does. And that's how you stay alive. That's why they're still standing. We'll be back. We'll take your phone calls next. All lines are available. 866-WE-BE-BIG. We'll get your comments.
Can I share a tweet with you from yesterday? I thought it was funny.
Of course you can.
Okay.
Your phone calls are next. All 10 lines available. 866-WE-BE-BIG.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Welcome back for a brand new hour. Right there he is. There's Bill Bubba Bussey.
Rick, I am honored and privileged to sit here in old seat number 2 and thank all of you for letting us do it for almost 30 years now. Come on.
Well, we did what we do a lot, and that is we got to talking about something, ate up about half the segment, where we were taking phone calls, and then we asked some questions, and people were calling with some information, and then we hit the hard break.
Yeah.
So we've got some other things we're going to talk about, but a couple of calls came in, and Speedy made us aware of it. On this baby formula shortage thing. So let's start.
Baby formula.
Justin, welcome to Rick and Bubba.
You had an answer for it, dude.
Justin, go ahead.
Guys. Hey. Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're great.
Hey, I just want to say, I agree with you guys. The FDA is dirty as all get out. But you can't let these companies off the hook because you read about their factories and their cesspools. And these companies, they don't care about you or your babies. They care about your money. They could have fixed the machines, but they chose to do stock buybacks. They care about lighting their pockets and your money, and that's the bottom line. They don't care about nothing else.
Well, but the only thing I would find flawed in that worldview is if I'm making a profit off baby formula and I don't have any to sell, how has that helped me?
Because they decided they could just keep. No. I'm saying I agree with you guys. The FDA is dirty. They could rig the FDA regulations. They could fix one or two things.
So they're dragging their feet.
Oh, no.
They're still German-fested, but they passed regulations. And they
Justin,
just keep pumping out this dirty baby formula.
Justin, here's the thing. Let me say this. I think you're making some broad strokes, and there may be a company somewhere or a person or a manager that has cut a corner for profit. I'm not denying that at all. But I don't think the entire industry is out to get people.
Yeah,
I can't buy that broad of a stroke.
Yeah, if you're agreeing with us that the government is inept, and
I didn't say dirty. I just said they're dragging their feet. They're in bureaucratic, mud. They move like pond water, trying to get something done.
They're not efficient, And they really, really, oh, they, man, they go all the way around the horn to get somewhere, don't they? Good gracious. But yeah.
And there had been some issues with some stuff that come out, but fix the problem, get it going again. Don't, I mean, we don't have to drag this out for months and months and months.
Yeah, I mean, you realize that baby formula, that's
because the government doesn't make baby formula. Mm. Yeah, I mean, we have to have somebody who's trying to make it to make a profit to have it.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
If there's no profit in baby formula, either we're going to have government baby formula that's not very good, or we're not going to have enough of it.
Yeah. And when
the government gets involved, they don't make things better. They make things worse.
And I know sometimes we get on our high horse, and we do the same thing. We paint with a broad brush. When sometimes it's more of a of a smaller brush or a laser that we need to be talking about, but some of it is just I don't know. It's just it's amazing to me at the slowness they move in these things.
Jeff and Glencoe,
I want an FDA to be sure our food's okay. Sure, I'm not anti that.
Well, if you don't believe that, go eat food around the world.
Head to Mexico and have you some water.
Jeff and Glencoe, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys, what gets me about this baby formula stuff is people are demanding that baby killers save their babies. These people want your babies dead. If they can't abort theirs, they're going to starve yours to death. There it is.
I think, wasn't in the break, hey, there's a couple of good calls to go to on the baby formula thing?
Maybe.
Where are those?
Rick, I'm not going to pass the buck on this. Maybe it was me. Yeah. I misunderstood.
Okay, right.
Put Speedy's mic.
For some reason,
I'll accept it. But
something's wrong with that
Speedy,
mic.
We need just to come in here and yell it.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah. That mic's not working.
It's completely popped out.
Yeah, I have it potted
just
up.
Just come here and
working.
Yell it.
It's not working, yeah. It's the
did I interpret the information you give me incorrectly?
Right. Yes, you did. I never heard good calls in your defense.
No, what it was is, and look, to your defense, you had a mouthful of chicken, okay?
No, I was out of chicken.
No, you were eating. And enjoying it, too.
You're missing Greg today. Greg's usually hang out by the table, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked,
what's the direction next segment? I couldn't hear. I was screening calls. Are we staying with phone calls? Because we have some. Where do y'all want to go? Because they continued to ring, and I just need to know what to tell people. And he said, well, we might do some other stuff. But, yeah, I mean, go ahead and screen them up. And so that's what I did. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were really honestly looking for more baby formula information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is online, too. He said that he thought that the administration did meet with some of the companies.
Would you call this a good call?
It seemed informative.
Okay.
Better than the others, maybe. You know?
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I can't say on the air because I don't want to be, I'm new General Rick. I do have one thing that is on me in this. But I can't say it on there because it would hurt feelings.
Okay. Right.
Now I'm going to take full responsibility of one thing because I was looking at something that I knew could not meet that definition.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and I went anyway, and that was – so that part's kind of on me because I had some discernment there that I knew better.
Okay.
And I went with something anyway.
Come out with information?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
I'll speak quiet.
It looks like the way
I clearly gave you bad information.
Right. Well, no, I mean, we did talk about
it. But you know what?
Calls,
you know how sometimes we have different breakers that should stop things?
Yeah.
Well, but I should be able to look up and see the combination of those two things and go, now, in the past, that has not delivered. is it going to deliver this time? Yeah. And I should have just said, well, that can't be right.
Well, now, the way they're ringing right now, I think everybody wants to kind of weigh in, but I'll go see.
Okay. Here's Craig. Craig in Gardendale, ZZK.
And we're searching for a point here, Craig.
Are we ready now?
Yeah. Yes, please share some logical point with us.
All right, I've been trying to research this out because it seemed a little weird, but about 2 weeks ago, the regime did meet with several of the formula companies, but they left Abbott out. And in all my research, I can't find where they tied any of the deaths directly to the formula. They were talking about three deaths, but it doesn't really tie them to that. And I tried to call the company, of course, couldn't get an answer, but also I've dealt with the FDA and some of the businesses I've been involved in. I've never seen them shut down anything this long and predict this far out. But also when they talk about pricing, a guy made an interesting point the other day. The reason the price is high is because of, like, the WIC and the food stamps and stuff. They get it such a cheap rate.
Yeah.
We have to make up the difference.
Right. That's where the government always says.
Lot, of course, there's a lot more to it. Yeah.
But you're right. In the past, we saw this with Jimmy Carter and the gas shortage.
Jimmy Carter.
Anytime the government claims that they can dictate the price of something, well, the company's got to make it up somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you know, it's like we find out with Medicare. When an emergency room appointment for, say, my mama cost the hospital, I'm just using a number that's not a real number,
$2,500,
and Medicare says, we'll give you $750 for it. Well, guess what? The hospital just ate money they got to find somewhere, and that's what you're talking about. You know, if the WIC program and all that says we're only going to pay this amount for it, and the price of formula with inflation is going up, and they're saying, well, we're not going past this number, well, now they're losing money on the formula, so they got to make it up somewhere. So we got to learn how the economy works, and I'm not sure we do. And well, if you live in a world where the government says if we need money, we'll just print it, you start thinking, well, if I need a price, can I just have it? We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so, Bubba, we have a montage that we're going to be playing as well.
Can I ask you one more question
If it's about soccer, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's kind of about soccer, but it covers a broader range.
Okay.
Why do we even have a women's or men's soccer team? Why don't we just have a soccer team?
Well,
because I mean, it's all about identity and all that. I mean, shouldn't we just have a soccer team and get the best soccer players, the fastest, that kick the hardest, that score the most, and they're the soccer team, and we don't really worry about their gender because the gender really doesn't matter because you can identify as anything you want to.
If you want to have a women's soccer team, you're going to be forced to define what is a woman.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, let me ask for this definition. How do you define a woman soccer player? A female soccer player. How do you define that? Anybody? Adler, would you like to define what a female soccer player is?
I mean, I can define what a female soccer player is.
Yeah, I can too. Yeah, it's called the peep test.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
I was going to go with chromosomes, but that works too.
Yeah. Well, the chromosome is really the bottom line in all of that.
Yeah, because you can reconstruct the peep test.
Yeah, you can do the chromosomes, facade work on that and make it happen.
But the chromosomes, you're not going to get that.
I know we had a quote from this weekend, the Winky test. Was that it, Rick?
Mm-hmm, that was the one, That was Greg's little grandson.
That's so funny. I don't know if you've told that, but gosh.
He walked in on his dad, and he said, well,
Are you going to tell it right now?
So you have a winky too, and Dad said, and you got to do this now more than ever.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, and all boys do.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did not expect is the next thing he said is, does Uncle Wick have a winky? And then when he thought it couldn't get any funnier, he said, yes, he does. He says, what about Bubba? Bubba have a winky?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, he does. And then he asked if his mama did, and he said, no.
Right.
Does my sister? No. And then there was the conversation. Of course, then we send this this kid out into the world that will take everything his dad taught him and his mom taught him and tell that child that his mom and daddy are a bunch of idiots.
And see, what you have just described is the very basic knowledge of the peep test.
That is, yeah.
Take a peek.
I don't know how we got on the list of the Winkies, but I was glad to be there.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, we have a montage of inflation.
Oh, Rick, don't get me started on this.
Yes, this is
The people who are running our country, did they not have eighth grade civics? Did they just skip over that?
The answer must be no.
And again, there is hope, people. Don't let despair creep into your day-to-day.
Oh, we can't have
because
that.
We've done this before, and we have got out of it before, and it has. We had 15 years or so of unparalleled prosperity out of it, and we can do it again. But what I don't understand is why, you know, we're always taught, Rick, we learn history so we don't repeat the failures of it. But we should also learn from the good things in history.
Yes,
and they are some good things in history. And that is how you get out of inflation and a recession.
Well, here's the Democrats. They're going to do a montage here. Here's the Democrats on the subject of inflation. Here we go.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. It's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said, in part, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, et cetera, are high-class problems.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation.
President Biden this afternoon saying he thinks we're at the peak of the crisis right now and that lower prices are on the way.
The inflation has everything to do with the supply chain.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
And there we go. So they're don't worry, they're on it.
They're on it, Rick. That's
they are
that's good
on
news.
It. That's good news.
Let me carry you back.
They're on it.
I don't have the clips to show you, but back when George W. Bush wanted to do a tax cut and give everybody back $600 if they had paid in the maximum amount. And it was a little stimulus, if you will, for the economy. $600 each. The Democrats were screaming this could cause inflation.
Oh yeah.
And it was just a tiny, tiny piece of what we have printed in money supply over the past 4, 6, even 8 years. But they don't seem to be worried about it now. It's all, they're trying to tell you it ain't even happening, which is now really comical. I mean, who are they, Baghdad Bob? You know?
Yeah. And if it is happening, it's just high-class people,
right.
Whatever that is.
Right, yeah. Because we only high-class people Rick buy gas.
Rick and Bubba.
It's been quite a run, and... Like I say, it's I haven't had a good word day. I talked to one guy this evening. I said, "Rick, you're having a tough day. You sound like Biden. Just try it again tomorrow."
I agree with him.
I can't get my words to work today.
There's a story I want to get to this hour about millionaires in the United States, what they look like. Did you see that story? Did you print it out, or did I read it somewhere else?
I didn't see it.
It's really good. It talks about the number of people who made over $1 million last year in the U.S. and what they actually do versus, and this is from IRS hard data, not think tanks and political groups who would maybe make you think they're this or that. It was really good. I'll find it again before the hour's over. But Rick, before we go too far, I know you had a video you wanted to see, but you know, we need to talk about Michael Hamms here a little bit. You know, he is an official tennis professional now.
Well,
he has joined the ranks.
I was wondering if you were listening this
morning. I did not hear it. I'm sorry, Rick came in. We got to chasing rabbits, and I missed that part.
Like most other things, we get off our chest when Greg's not here. I thought this was good timing for me to talk about it with him not here.
That was wise. Like me wearing his shirt today.
Yeah, this exactly. Well, and this is one of those things that it's been completed probably over a month ago, but I didn't say anything because of what I just said. Just, you know, you can only be made fun of so much. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that I've been wanting to pursue, and I got some time on my hands and decided, and the process is a little different now than it used to be. And it's more convenient to your schedule. You kind of just plan your time and knock it out. And I think the pandemic brought on a lot of that. And so I thought, hey, before they change it again and make it a little more difficult, go on and get it. And so I did, and I am official United States Professional Tennis Association member. What,
USPTA.
You're one honorary doctorate from joining Mr. Bussey in the elite.
And I'm working on that next. Yeah, and Greg, I've got several emails into Greg Sites right now as we speak.
Make you fit up, maybe make you fit in over in the hills a little easier.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're talking to Phil, the accountant. Yeah, he doesn't know about all that, does he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Membership has its privileges, Hams. Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things too, where I've essentially been doing this for a couple of years now, teaching, coaching, working camps and clinics, and giving lessons. But as I look at my future and think about the things that I want to do 5, 10, 15 years from now, when you two decide to go to the farm or lake at some point, whether that's 20 years from now or 5 years from now, I got to have a plan. You know me, I'm a planner.
Yeah. Can I just correct you on that? If you want to say something that is more likely, when you two are dead.
I was being kind, Rick.
Yeah, independently retired. Well, if that's what you're worried about, you're fine.
And here's the thing. Here's the other side of that. That alone, I want to continue. I don't want to think people think I'm, he's late. That has nothing to do with this. Guys, we're done every day, with the exception of some things, you know, hour or two here or there, away from here. We're done. My kids are nearly gone. I mean, Braden is 16, Caroline's 15. I'm going to look up in a couple of years. They're going to be going to college.
Gone.
You know, Maddie's 9. I'm going to look blink. She's going to be as well. So I'm wanting to be able to fill my time with some things that I enjoy, and I'm obsessed with this industry. And not playing college tennis or any of that, grow up playing. I thought this actually lets people know, hey, he's serious about it. I could have kept doing what I'm doing, and that would have been fine. But I wanted it to put the serious stamp on it. Hey, so this guy means business.
So when you get this, did they give you a sweater to tie around your shoulder?
No, you have to order that.
See, Rick, I did this today because I didn't want to be made fun of.
Everybody.
So Helmsy Academy coming soon.
That's good. That's
welcome to the ranks.
Yeah. No, I get it completely. I'm actually not doing tennis, but you know, same deal. My kids are grown now, and my wife and I certainly have a lot of time together. I think Sherry would tell you probably at times too much time. Go find you something to do to keep you busy, you know. And I'm doing some things now that I wasn't able to do when my kids were smaller, and spending time on things that I love to do.
And you know, here's what's funny about it too,
because we're fortunate enough to have a job that really, I mean, it allows you some time to do other things.
And I'm open and honest about this
you're
to a fault.
Sleepy while you're doing it, but it's
I'm open and honest about this to a fault, and I want you to hear me. Braden and Caroline probably will end up on a therapist's couch one day talking about all the things that dad did wrong, you know, whatever. We all do that as we get older. The good news is I've learned so much from them in parenting incorrectly with sports and otherwise.
So true.
That Maddie is going, boy, she's getting the benefit of that. And so I want other kids and even adults and beginners in tennis to benefit from that. Hey, I've learned the hard way on a lot of this in this industry that I can now pass on to someone that's jumping in, don't have to go through what I went through.
I was telling Bubba that. I think you were in here too. I was kidding around about the time that my oldest son walked up and saw me coaching my youngest son on Earth. You know, of course, Bronner's in heaven, but Brody, the youngest son I have on Earth, and he saw me and he walked at me and said, "Excuse me, sir, I'm looking for my dad. He's supposed to be coaching my little brother.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
And I said, "Look, I said, man, I'm just sorry. I said, I was younger, I was dumber."
Yeah.
And I said, And probably, you know, when you see the things in your younger brother and the way he's carrying himself, one of the reasons why is because he has a better daddy than you had.
Yeah.
I got older, I got wiser.
I can speak to that.
I grew spiritually. And when you were younger, I was younger and dumber. And I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Nothing you can't overcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
sure.
And all of that, but you know, your younger brother has got probably a youth league coach that is better than the one you had, as far as having things in the right perspective. And I think that's, you know, that's the reason why I try to encourage young men, get it right, you know, spiritually, and get your priorities right early, because as I said about men, this influence that God has given us, we can't turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, I think some men think, well, I'm not really going to get all that fired up about answering the call that God placed on me, and I'll just stay out of the way. You can't. You know, either we are a good influence and we're an asset to our children and to our wives, or we're a detriment. The influence is you can't put it in the neutral position. You're either causing damage and you're an obstacle,
yeah,
or you're an asset and you're a blessing. There's not a middle ground where somebody says, I just don't want to be any of it.
Rick, you
don't
have a choice. I've been both.
I have too. I have too. Yeah. Look, yeah. I everything I'm saying applies to me.
Yeah,
I have been both too. I've been an asset and I've been a detriment.
Hey, I like being that asset though.
Oh yeah. That's much better. That's
much better. It is.
Yeah.
And, simpler, cleaner.
Right. And
people get something out of it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's the congratulations, bottom line.
Yeah.
And
USPTA. Hey.
Have you, as Bussy, you got any kind of like a rite of passage for him or anything?
No, I'm just glad he did it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I enjoy doing it too. And, now I got somebody to go to the meetings with.
You do. And somebody to go to the matches and stuff.
Yeah.
All that.
Oh, they have all kind of good conferences.
Right. That's
a lot of times they're, far off places. So, you miss work, mm-hmm, but they're a lot of fun.
Hey, but look, it's going to be big in Vestavia. They'll like hearing this.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's so funny because I always get the question.
Have you heard about Helmsley?
That didn't hold a lot of water. Speedy, that doesn't hold a lot of water over in Helena.
No, but it does
in Vestavia. No,
that's right. Good. I'll meet you at the court, sir.
It's so funny.
You got to get, order your plaque to go on the wall, get you some cards and all that kind of stuff. Have you filled out your information on the website?
That's
way there. Ahead of you, Bubba.
Yeah.
Do you realize if you just got the Spanish thing done?
Oh, wow. I know.
Well, there's still time.
What if I
turn out to be the Spanish teaching instructor?
How about this? Uh-huh. Spanish speaking, Highlands College graduating tennis pro.
Man.
I'm not scared of education, evidently.
Rick and Bubba. And because what we talked about in this break was one of those unconfirmed life truths. We believe in this. But you said that, the price of gasoline is certainly horrible, but the price of diesel.
I tell you, I feel, when I hear everybody talking about gasoline, I said, well, just wander up to that old diesel pump. Take you a peek at that.
Take a look there.
I heard somebody the other day saying there's going to be a shortage of it. So
Who
knows?
What the? So anyway.
Try 512 a gallon. About that.
This is what
is absolutely mad about that. Okay, the process of turning oil into gasoline, you have to basically cook it. Okay, I'm gonna use that term. That's not right, but for our language, you cook it and you take off part, and you heat it up. Diesel comes off way down on the bottom. Okay, you cook it several more times to get gasoline out. So diesel is cheaper to make than gasoline is.
Yeah, that's why I've never understood it.
Well, they tax it more.
Why?
Because they can.
Right. Okay.
Because they've let them get away with it. And it's, quote, because it was dirty. We have to have more money for the environment and all that stuff. Jimmy Jam.
Good night. Look at
diesel over there. Look at it.
Diesel.
At it, Rick. 557. Stare at it.
Yeah, I know. But so you.
My God, people! What are we doing?
So,
Biden in 2022. Can I tell you one thing about this studio? I love is that screen.
I did too.
Oh, yeah. We can turn around and talk.
If you get up, and point at it.
If there was a urinal underneath it, I'd be in love with it. I love that big that screen behind us. I love looking at it. I love seeing logos on it. I just love.
It's like a real studio.
It does. It makes us feel a little big time.
Can you put one up there with a picture of a urinal just to make us feel better?
Could you do, by any chance, maybe put the big word pop with an exclamation point like they do on Batman? Remember on the Batman shows? Pow, punch,
boom.
Every time the audio pops.
Pop studio.
All right, so, Bubba, you said because of this, I'll tell you what, I'm starting to think about electric car. and I thought, John Kerry says you won't have to worry about it. Y'all, John Kerry, is there anybody that we have less respect for?
He's about as low on the pole with me as you can go.
Well, he says that everybody is going to be in an electric car by 2035.
Except for him, probably.
Yeah, except for him, probably. So,
yeah, he'll probably be zipping around something else.
Here he is, and he seems upset about it. All right, here we go.
I don't want to be so sad looking.
The United States of America, President Biden, has made a commitment that the entire power sector of our nation one of the largest producers of power in the world, is going to be carbon free by 2035. We're only going to have electric vehicles if we meet our goal by 2035.
For such good news, why the long face? See, I waited to work it in.
It never gets old. It never gets old.
Can I tell you this?
It's clipped or turned in.
This is 22. This is 22. I will eat his red tie. If all we have is electric cars by 2035, no way, Jose.
I'll go a step further in tribute to him. If there's nothing but electric cars by 2035, wherever it's legal, I will eat horse meat.
There he is. There.
Wilbur.
But didn't AOC say we only had 12 years left on the planet? Well, five years ago?
It's not going to matter because the planet won't be here.
Right.
So,
come on, John. What's
the big deal? Y'all, I go back again to this. You know, they're really trying to defy the laws of physics here. Energy is not created nor destroyed. It only changes forms. I hate to quote that to you, but.
Hey,
I have been watching Big Bang Theory lately.
Button it, seriously.
Betty was amazed when I answer some of their questions before they explain it to Penny next door, and she goes, "How'd you know that?" And I said, "I thought everybody knew that."
But has it dawned on her yet?
Well, she's Penny.
Yeah, I was just there. It is.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I may be Sheldon sometimes. I don't want to be. Right. I don't want to be. Right. No, it's we're laughing about that. But you change to electric cars, you're only going to change one group of problems for another.
Of course.
You're still going to have to pump oil out of the ground. You won't be burning as much of it, maybe. You still got to have it for the plastics to make the car. And we're still going to have it to generate electricity to charge our precious battery cars. Mm-hmm. I think we seem to forget that sometimes. And, that has its own problem. Battery, they require certain chemicals that you have to have, and then you have to dispose of those chemicals, some of them very toxic and dangerous. So it's kind of like one set of problems versus another. And the thing that somebody had brought up maybe a week or so ago, and I mentioned it, imagine you're in a war, okay? And the entire country in 2035, let's just say the entire country is running on battery cars and trucks, okay? There ain't a filling station to be found. And we're end up in a war with somebody. Let's just say it's Russia, for instance. All they have to do is bomb the power station and we're dead in the water. We're just sitting here because nobody can charge a car. Well, now you can't bomb every gas station in the country.
No.
So people can still move. I mean, have we thought about this?
No,
really?
Of course we haven't, Bob, because salt
you take the power grid down, every moving vehicle in the country is now on, 24-hour notice?
What about solar? What?
Nobody's charging a Tesla with solar right now that I'm aware of.
I know. I'm just saying by 2035.
I'm looking forward to it.
I wish it was. Look, all the energy that we have on Earth comes from the sun in a various form or another. But right. And it's a shame we can't tap into it more because it is unlimited as far as we're concerned, at least till it turns into a red giant swallows the Earth up. But I have been watching that show too much. But
are you just going to 2 Peter chapter 3?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, too.
By the way, they both agree, science and the Bible on that one. Yeah. But go ahead, and but it's just odd how we've just placed all hope and everything on this idea of this clean energy. And look, I have no doubt that we can evolve that process and come up with some pretty cool things. Look,
sure.
If I had cold fusion, I'd set Elon Musk at the curb. You know, if you invented that, you're talking about some cash.
Right.
And we've worked on it for a long time. The country has, but we haven't perfected it yet. So you get that, you get something that looks like a car battery and run your house off of it for 10 years.
I think I'm going to have to ban you from the show you're watching.
Yeah.
Because you already did a lot of it. And I think this is fueling even more of it.
It may be.
You know,
because it is funny, though.
Yeah.
You talking about quirky. Oh, my God.
No more Big Bang Theory to you.
The quirks, Rick, are off the chart.
That was very funny.
I wonder where the idiom, sit them at the curb, came from.
You don't want to know.
You buy them and set them at the curb because you got so much money.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so other things to discuss. How bad is this when Adler, the president, is... We try to get updates on this, and we certainly don't want to, you know, wear it out. But
us? Wear it out? Are you kidding me?
The president is at a reception to celebrate Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders Heritage Month. Now that's quite the organization. That's the AANHPI.
Yeah, and that was too much it. Too much for Biden to handle.
Yeah, yeah. So wait a minute, he's going to try that?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't even try that. And so here we go. He's going to try it. All right, let's see if he can do it.
And the values reflected in the AANHPI. Community here in the United States, as they say in Claymont, Delaware, all use guys.
The crowd is laughing at him.
Oh,
Rick, the crowd from the AANHPI thought it was funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it again, Adam.
Oh, gosh, you can't get enough of that one.
Okay. He kind of recovers there, but with an I. And when that's a recovery, that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
and the values reflected in the AANHPI. I. Community here in the United States, as they say in Claymont, Delaware, all use guys.
Oh, ay-ay-ay is right.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
All right, I'm gonna act like it's just sound like we're at the podium right now. See if we can look down and get it. It's not fair. This one's not fair to anybody. We can't have that much. And all you hear at the AANHPI.
You have to break it up in twos. I think it's the easiest way to do it. AANHPI. Isn't that the best way to say it?
So. All right. Let me be clear here because I'm trying to. So we got Asian American. I got that.
All right. Native Hawaiian.
Native Hawaiian.
And Pacific Islanders.
Okay.
Because we have territories in the Pacific Islands.
Right. You got that.
All the atolls. Of course, we blew a lot of them up.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had to move those folks somewhere else.
Yeah. We sure did.
And. You know, some of them that got out there fishing while we were testing, not good. But anyway.
Yeah, and then the other one here on five, this happened, and y'all saw it in the team deal. I had a buddy of mine send me a –
Did you tell him? I know who it was. I'm not going to say their name.
I haven't told him.
They sent it to you, and you knew it was fake.
I didn't. Adler told me it was fake. And then I looked at it, and I said, yeah, it is.
You didn't tell them?
I didn't. So that's
Rick,
a disservice.
How did you not tell them? You're not a friend not telling
well,
them.
Well, because I didn't.
It doesn't say you couldn't enjoy being a good friend and telling them.
No, who it was and everything. I just couldn't do it.
He was so excited about
yeah.
it.
But it ain't real. Rick, we've had a general had to take it down.
Well, that's what this is about here.
Yeah.
What is this from? A video game?
A video game.
Yeah.
Boy, can I tell you, the video game's very realistic.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'd like to play it.
Yeah.
The game is called Arma.
Say it again.
Arma. Boy, it's loud.
Well, it's got a good sound.
It really is.
I was already going down before that last shot got it.
I had to take it back from my family, Rick, after you sent it. No. I said, hey, y'all, check this out.
Did you tell them?
No. I finally did. Reese responded, of course, the next morning. They're a little late sometimes on their response. He said, Dad, I think this is a video game. And I said, yeah. We found out.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah, the dramatic music was what tipped me off.
I agree.
What was that they just shot out? A Frisbee? What was that?
I'll tell you, it means business, whatever it is. So this is a piece of video that people thought, that it was Russian planes getting nailed by Ukraine forces, but it's not.
Look, it's like a Frisbee shot out.
And it looks like we've got a four-star general and also at MSNBC. That's him. He's the same guy. Okay.
Yeah, he's a contributor.
Yeah, he contributes.
Barry McCaffrey.
So he actually said, thought it was real, too?
He's been out there reporting. I will say he used to be at Fox, didn't he?
You know, early on in the war of Russia and Ukraine, I sent a video to you guys, and Adler called me out on it and said, hey, Hans, just heads up, I think this is a
This is a video game.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was so, it's from the same game, by the way. Arma again. Yeah.
Can I tell you they've got the graphics
and their video their video work looks like a person just has a really good camera. Yeah. So that really helps it.
Except for the thing they're shooting that looks like either a frisbee or a photon torpedo.
It's almost like
Star Trek.
Wings on it.
Yeah, it's not the bullets in the film go a lot quicker than those are going.
Yeah. Well, it also like Adler said, but again, people put videos on YouTube and put music behind them.
Oh yeah,
sure.
So, you could do that.
But what
can I tell you what's real and it's somewhat amazing. We're still talking about the Russians trying to take over Ukraine, and they've been pushed back on the Eastern Front where they had gathered all their forces to make a real push, and they're being pushed completely out of the country. Wow. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's
anybody give Ukraine any odds going up against Mother Russia a month or so after it happened to be winning the thing?
Putin definitely didn't.
No,
he did not. Now, do we want to get into this electric scooter race here?
You know, that's been on the list 2 or 3 days. That's our recurring video bit of the day.
Yeah.
And it's one that Adler wants us to see.
So what's going on here, Adler?
Let's give that a name.
What is this?
Recurring video bit of the day.
Yeah, I like that. What is this about? We got electric scooters?
Yes. Evidently, it's the world's first electric scooter championship. And I'm just queuing that up real quick here. I thought it was interesting. I had never seen it before, and it's happened in London, and they're trying to really make it a thing here. So,
okay.
Check it out.
Sorry.
Whoa! Wow.
Looks like they got Beth Mullins on the call.
Around a lot.
Well, I'm glad Greg's not here.
Yeah. Wow, Courtney, and it looks like just
rest of the weekend from Hedger.
Bub, I wish you were on one now.
Has somebody edited in like Formula One sound?
Those don't make that sound, does it?
Really telling the story as we get the.
What kind of speeds are they getting on these scooters?
Good question.
Because it could be deceiving on TV.
Yeah,
they may be actually getting after it and we just don't realize.
There's a pile. Let's see a pile.
30, 40 maybe. I would say 30 max.
Oh, okay.
Inside lane.
Already back on that second group. Batista's has the separation. It looked like Shetty is going to have a little bit of a pass. And they're
Rubin's racing, am I right, guys?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
It's got a touch of roller derby look, too.
It really does. Meets Tron.
Yeah. Wow. And that's the winner, huh?
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought they were upset.
Well, I think they. Wow.
I didn't know Chuck Evans was racing.
Well, that's so good. Okay. Well, there it is.
Is that in Japan?
Yeah. That's. I don't know.
It's part being part of World Games.
It was in London.
Oh, in London. That's right.
What we just saw happened in London.
Yeah, well, there you go. I didn't find that gripping.
No,
but
I found it unusual.
Yeah, but it was interesting, mm-hmm. you know, to look at it. And there you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll take your phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG. We'll ask what's on your mind today. We'd love to hear from you. 866-WE-BE-BIG. All 10 lines are available. You can comment on things you've already seen and heard. Bring up topics you wish we had discussed that we have not. Ask a question if you'd like. All the lines are available. All you got to do is move now at 866-WE-BE-BIG. Talk to you next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Trolling.
Here we come, phone trolling, phone troll. Brett, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Brett.
Two things. Do you think there's going to be some kind of variant come out before the November election? And have y'all heard about Bill Gates trying to pass this synthetic baby formula for the babies?
Haven't heard that on Gates. We talked earlier. Of course, there'll be something at the midterm. They've already thrown up one test balloon. I remember it was over the weekend, and I saw people reporting that the Biden administration was predicting, you know, major surge on COVID numbers. Late fall, early winter.
We've already had an uptick in the Northeast, about 19% to 20% week to week. So it's coming, and I can assure you it will be watered.
Let's go to Tony and Glencoe. Yep. Tony and Glencoe, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Somebody needs to tell in regards of old Longface talking about electric cars all in 2035 or whatever.
I'd be willing to bet my paycheck we won't all have electric hot water heaters by that time, much less cars.
Probably true. Bob in Tuscaloosa. Bob, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've got the solution for the formula problem.
Okay.
Let's go back to the old school and let the mothers produce the milk. I kind of like the fancy containers it's served out of.
Emery and Pinson. Emery, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I was wanting to say about the gas prices going up sky high. Well, it's just another way that the left-wing Democrats and everybody are trying to push electric cars on us.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, there's no doubt that you saw the woman laughing. That was in the montage we played earlier about us going and using more of our own oil. And sure, the one of the ways they're hoping it'll get so expensive you'll leave the gas-powered automobile. There's certainly no real commitment to lowering that fuel price for you. And they've been pretty open about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.